thought to be safe with the purchase equipment and check your line all the way. Did you give us any thought to what the line ought to be? I don't mean a lie, but a line on raising the money for these expenses, because both of you were aware that that was going on, you see. The raising the money.
You were aware of it, right?
Yes, sir. You were aware. You see, you can't go into that, you know, what the hell he wants the 350 for. They say,
I've given a great deal of money, you got what I've been.
Well, I wonder, I'm concerned about the legal, so what you say that our purpose was to keep them from talking to the press.
Well, that was my purpose. And before I get too far out on that, I want to talk to an attorney and find out what the law is, which I've not yet done.
Right. Which is what I want to do, too. This is my trial only address. Right. Well, good. The only point is, I think it's not only that, but you see, that involves all our people. That's what I feel. It involves Kalmbach.
Well,
and so what the hell Kalmbach was told.
Mr. President, when
I
the truth and fact of this is known, that building next door is full of people who knew that money was being raised for these
facilities.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just full of
money who knew, but they're not so many actors. In other words, they're exploring actors and all.
Okay. Well, apparently not, because I'm not an actor.
The question there is that the money?
Thank you. question on is a strong self-promoter.
Yeah, in that conversation,
you explored in that conversation the possibility of whether such amounts of money could be raised. You said, well, Christ, we ought to be able to raise money like that. How much money is involved? He said, well, $50 million over the next few years. I had your friend that said, that's ridiculous, you can't say a million. You say a million, you can say two or ten. And but then we got the black. So if you start down the path of black, well, that's constant escalation.
That's why I only
jump up in regard to that, man. But they can jump up and then say, yeah, that's why that was morally wrong. What you should have said is the black man was wrong after the student process.
No, but that we got to be aggressive. We went to the investigation. But we were against it. You see my point? We were there in the business. This was Martin Beans. Was it after that? He signed the Camp David.
You signed the Camp David on about the 20th.
I'd like to know with regard to that conversation.
That took place about the 23rd, that's his trip to Camp David, about the 23rd of March.
When was that contract?
I have any idea. No idea.
Well, the date.
Well, you'll know the date of your meeting here.
Well, I didn't think they were at Barbara, should we say. I suppose that we should cut it off and shut it off. Because later on, we met at your office, and Mitchell said that was taken care of. The next day, saying, I checked my fund today, but I got it. And Dean was there. Dean was there. I said, what about this money for Hunt? Was it Dean there?
No, what happened was, Charlie and Dean and Mitchell and I were in the office, in my office, and we were discussing other matters. And in the process of it, Mitchell said, let me raise one point, turn to Dean, so let me raise another point. Have you taken care of the other problem, the Hunt's problem, something like that? I don't know how you referred to it, but we all knew instantly what he was going to mean. And he kind of looked a little flustered and said, no, I mean, I don't know where that is or something. And Mitchell said, well, I guess it's taken care of. And so we assumed from that that Mitchell had taken care of it. And there was no further tweak out of it, so I now do assume Mitchell took care of it.
The problem I have there is I said to my
Mitchell
and say, well, you,
I understand that LaRue was Mitchell's agent.
Yeah, as I understand it, what I meant is I'm just quarreling about whether I'm receiving one of these. Otherwise, the tag off. And you say, did I know about that? I did. Yeah, there's no question. So yes, there was a talk about it and so forth, and Mitchell took care of it, but on the other hand, you make the case that you're not about it, and it's presidential. In this office, not the other one. Not your office.
Okay. In the other office, the question of the specifics never arose. There again, Dean is the agent on it. Dean's coming and saying, what should I do? Dean's the agent on all this. That's where my money goes. All the input to me about the 350 came from Dean, and all the output came from Dean.
So only my other Dean was the one that said, what about we need 350 or need the rest of this money?
Oh, did it even come that way? Dean said they need money for the defense,
right?
Their beans.
And that's,
it was always put that way.
Right.
So it was always discussed.
Right. That's why I want that line of the defense. And work on it. And get a lawyer.
And I said, I said to Dean at that time, we've got a situation here. We got the 300,
my
thought was 350, it was 328 in cash that we need to get turned back to the committee.
Right.
Apparently they have a need for money. We have a coincidence that we need. Now, you ought to be able to work out some way to get them to take the cash. And that will take care of our need and apparently help meet their need. And he went back to Mitchell, and Mitchell wouldn't do it. And then they agreed to take $40,000 of it, which they did. And shortly thereafter, they agreed to take the rest, which they did.
You think you took a day care of their sons before they left and some afterwards? There was not a real life. That was a story of somebody had beans and it was before.
Or
before.
Sure.